Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 225, we're going to talk about why you should become a self-employed WordPress pro. Tim and I are both self-employed WordPress pros. Would you call us pros, Tim?
I mean, technically, pro is short for professional, and technically, professional is anyone that makes a living from something. So, yeah, absolutely.
Boom. All right. Well, we wanted to just kind of share our experience with why you may want to consider, you know, becoming a WordPress professional, you know, doing it full-time, building sites for clients or productizing and building products for WordPress. And I guess the first thing for me is just this market share. You know, WordPress is huge. You know, I mean, it's everywhere. A lot of people are familiar with it. Even, you know, businesses that you'll be approaching to build websites for, they're very familiar with WordPress. So it's not like you're going in and you're selling them, you know, something that they've never heard of before. So it's a good barrier to entry.
Yeah, definitely. And kind of looking back at my journey, and I've shared it before in episodes, but I studied business entrepreneurship in college. So I knew I wanted to work for myself someday. I had no idea what that looked like. I wasn't dabbling with web design. And so I started doing web design on the side after college, not for the purpose of making money or a career or anything. It was just kind of dabbling for fun. And then I started getting clients, and it was a very side thing. And again, I wasn't planning on becoming a full-time self-employed WordPress pro by any means, but I got to the point where I was working sales and marketing jobs, and I was just so done working for someone else, working for a company, you know, not, you know, having good ideas that are building someone else's dream, essentially. And so I was like, you know what? I'm sick of this job. I've been here for over a year. I'm ready for something new, but I don't want to start over at a new company. If I'm going to start over, I want to start over at my own company. And so then I jumped ship and I decided, hey, I know how to build WordPress websites. I'm going to do that for a living. And, you know, the opportunities that have come from that, not, you know, there's the obvious stuff that we've talked about before, the flexibility, being your own boss, but just being a part of the WordPress ecosystem as a self-employed business owner has been incredible. And I feel like I've only scratched the surface of the opportunities that are there.
Yeah, those are some great points. My story is a little bit different because I've been a self-employed entrepreneur most of my adult life. I'm a little bit older than Tim, not much. and so, you know, I knew that, and I had experience of being my own boss and being an entrepreneur. So, you know, WordPress was very appealing to me because, you know, it was fun for me. What started out as a hobby, you know, just as something that I enjoyed doing, trying to help a friend out, ended up being, you know, something that I could make revenue from, make a living with, and not only make a living with, but, you know, a significant living, like improve the quality of my life greatly as a result. And I think for me, that's the thing at the end of the day that I like the most is the opportunity that is in WordPress, not just on the client side, but WordPress as a whole. You mentioned the community. The community is very important. It you know, these are very successful business people that you're meeting and rubbing elbows with and hanging out with that run multi-million dollar companies, you know. So, you know, I just love the opportunity that's in WordPress. So if you like to deal on the client side of things, great. There's a lot of opportunity there. If you like to focus on the, you know, maintenance side of things where you want to just kind of not build websites but maintain them and stuff, there's massive opportunity there. If you want to get into productizing in WordPress, build plugins, build themes, do your own thing, build, be creative, build products, it's there. If you only want to use WordPress, one last thing, Tim, if you only want to use WordPress to blog and, you know, share your story, there's opportunity to make money there as well. So I love the opportunities.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And on that note, talking about all the opportunities, you know, I feel like once you have the right experience, you know, you kind of get your feet wet and you have the right, you know, process and, you know, I guess I could even venture to say guidance, it really can be whatever you want it to be. Meaning if you want it to be a side hustle, it can be a side hustle. If you want it, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to make some extra income and, you know, have something that, you know, gets you excited, you know, in addition to taking care of your kids, then it could be that too. If you want it to be a full-blown, full-time business that you are, you know, absolutely killing it with, then it can be that as well. And so kind of the analogy that just popped in my head is like, once you figure that out, it could be a faucet where you can turn it on however much you want and turn it off when you want, because there is so much business out there. There's so many businesses that need websites, that need people to build them. There's so many people that need help, you know, on the marketing side, you know, changing their website for better marketing. David, you mentioned maintenance. That's a whole nother thing. So I guess the point I'm trying to make, you know, to kind of answer that question, why you should become a self-employed WordPress pro, I think summarizing what we both said, David, is the opportunities are endless.
Yeah, opportunities are endless. And you know, Tim mentioned in a previous episode where we talk about freedom and flexibility and set your own schedule and do all of those things. Those are great, you know, yeah, side benefits of, you know, becoming a WordPress business pro and stuff.
Yeah, so work from anywhere in the world. Take your laptop at a hotel when you're traveling, you know, work from airports, coffee shops. Yeah, it's definitely a cool feeling when you see pictures of your friends on Instagram that are stuck in the office, you know, going to the same office every day and, you know, working with the same people every day, you know, and then you have the opportunity to work anywhere in the world that you want. As long as you have that computer and that internet connection, you know, your business is global and 100% mobile. So,
well,
yeah.
Here's something exciting new that's coming up that I'm going to share with you today. Tim and I have been in planning. We're going to start doing some live webinars. We're going to do them on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, we're going to create, we're going to give you the information over the next couple of days with where you can sign up to come and do some of these webinars. And some of the topics that we're going to cover is we're going to cover, you know, pretty much a lot of stuff in WordPress business as a whole. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about how to get your first client. We're going to talk about technical things on these webinars on how to install WordPress manually, you know, how to migrate a WordPress website manually. These are things that are very important to learn if you're serious about WordPress. We're also going to talk about business topics and come in, join us live. It'll be video. We'll be doing it through Zoom as well. So whether you aren't, if you aren't on Facebook and you want to join us through Zoom, you have that option. If you're on Facebook, we'll just jump in live and you can ask questions, meet us, and we're going to be covering a lot of great topics and stuff.
Yeah, and we actually recently had a podcast listener reach out to us thanking us for a particular episode that really helped them solve a problem. And he mentioned how while we don't go in depth on the podcast, it was enough for him. It answered his question, and then he was able to get further, you know, by Googling, he was able to figure it out fully and have it more in depth. And that's a really great point. On the podcast, it's not meant to walk you through every little step because it's audio. A lot of times our listeners are listening to the podcast in the car on their commute or listening it to in the background while they you know, do some mind-numbing tasks that don't take a lot of, you know, attention or whatever it may be. I guess I meant repetitive tasks that don't take a lot of attention. And so and that's kind of the way the podcast is what it's designed to do. But what we want to do with these webinars is take it to the next level and actually get onto a format that is more suited for going more in depth. And as David mentioned, you know, those different topics that we have planned to kind of take some of the stuff that we've talked about kind of from a high level and go deeper and more granular so you can see, you know, exactly how these things work and exactly how to do them.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward. We've got some exciting things coming up and I'm not going to tell them to you today, or actually, no, I'm not going to tell them to you today.
Or wait, maybe we will. Nope, we won't.
All right, Tim. Well, tomorrow we've got a great topic, episode 226, why you should use a stand-up desk. If you're interested, Tim and I both have stand-up desks, and I'm telling
using them
you,
right now.
You want to tune in tomorrow to figure out why. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.